News. I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona State Supreme Court ruling this week to uphold a law from 1864 that bans nearly all abortions, the only exception being to save the life of the mother. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Anti-abortion rights groups are celebrating this decision, insisting that it protects the lives of countless unborn children. The justices in Arizona have now put this ruling on hold for 14 days, so abortion clinics in that state tell us that they still plan to continue to provide their services for a short period of time.
An independent investigation's underway in Chicago. Police body cam just now releasing following a traffic stop last month that resulted in the shooting death of 26-year-old Dexter Reed. Police say he fired one shot at them. They responded with 96 shots in 41 seconds. The latest inflation numbers are now out. Analysts had predicted consumer prices would be up 3.5% from last year at this time. That's what it was. Those numbers will be one of the things the Fed uses to set interest rates at its next meeting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee next week to release $125 million to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Evers' plan would let the Department of Natural Resources decide how to spend the money instead of a framework created by lawmakers the governor vetoed yesterday. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up when the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues meets in New York next week. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says Line 5 is still a threat to their land.
The Bad River Band is already at a risk of an oil spill because the pipeline is going directly through their reservation and the reroute. I mean, if you look at the map, it's basically hugging the reservation boundaries.
Stephanie Sosi is a lawyer for Earth Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Kuska. After 2 days of canvassing, the La Crosse School District has its three newest school board members. Only two candidates, Tim Alberts and Adam Makeup, were on the ballot, so that meant over 10,000 write-in votes had to be counted by hand. Seven candidates registered as write-ins, and of those, Jim Magnuski, who serves on the La Crosse Mayor's Neighborhood Revitalization Committee, earned the most votes, picking up over 3,200. He'll join Alberts and Makeup on the board when all three are sworn in on April 22nd. The Department of Public Instruction has received nearly all of the canvassed official vote totals for school referendums in the state. It shows that in the February and April elections, 62 of 103 referendums passed, including questions asked by Sparta and Westby. A policy analysis says public support for school referendums is dropping as taxes and inflation continue to increase. For schools, costs are also continuing to increase, outpacing other revenue sources. La Crosse is going to referendum this fall to address its facilities, and it's likely they'll be joined by dozens of other districts statewide on the ballot. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers get a win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled to a 9-5 victory over the Reds. Another new face in the crew lineup, 23-year-old Blake Perkins, got the start in center field and drove in three runs. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, like, this kid loves baseball. His personality is so calm and cool, collected, and he watches the game as good as anyone.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 104-91 over the Boston Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo had to undergo an MRI after limping off the court in the third quarter with pain in his left calf muscle. As for the game, there was only two shots from the free throw line, a new NBA record. Doc Rivers.
Man, 157 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues its drive around the state.
Some of the nonprofits or doors about to close, and the Green Bay Packer Foundation helps them.
That's Packers Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It'll be warmer today with a high near 70. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, cooler, scattered showers, and a high of only 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I take on Trump lawyer, now disbarred attorney John Eastman. Turns out it was all a big pack of lies.
Providing you with an eagle eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. Got out and played with the dog in the sun yesterday. Going to be another nice one today.
How long were you out?
Well, he can only play for 10 minutes before he gets tired.
So you were only out for 10 minutes?
No, I was out a little bit longer than that.
Look, man. So I walked 9 miles yesterday, right? The weather's nice. I'm walking. So I walked 9 miles. I'm so proud of myself, man. I'm walking. I'm feeling good. The miles are piling up. By the time I finished my walk and I looked at my Fitbit to see, you know, what this 9 miles wrought for me physically, I noticed I burned 725 calories, man. And I'm like, you know, I'm strutting like a peacock, man, head held high up in the air, man. I did it, man. And as my 70th birthday is, you know, getting closer and closer, I'm like, I'm feeling good, man, right? Man, no problem. No problem walking this 9 miles. Weather's beautiful. That's what I'm going to do. So Sandy and I went to the Buck game last night. Sandy, my co-host. So we're at the Buck game, man. I'm feeling good, man. I burned 700 calories, right? He's got a big box of buttered popcorn. Hey, Calvin. A big box of buttered popcorn. I probably wound up putting on 900 calories.
Hey, but at least you saw the Bucks get back on track last night.
I did, man. I did. But, man, you sometimes... You say, hey, man, if it takes me walking 9 miles to burn 700 calories, and I sit there and eat a bunch of buttered popcorn, and I put on more by eating the buttered popcorn than I did by walking 9 miles, there's just no justice in that, man.
Hey, well... You walked up to your seat in the Bucks game. That counts for something.
So I mean, man, you know, it's just so much easier as our bodies age to put on the weight, and so much more difficult for us to take it off. And you know, I've been married to the same woman for over 43 years. Oh, and man, Calvin, I got to get you to remind me about my anniversary, man. I forgot it last year.
Oh, no. Hopefully you didn't end up in the doghouse.
No, man, it's coming up. It's April 26th, I believe it is, or somewhere around there. I'm going to have to tie a string on my finger. Any ideas out there in the audience that, you know, you can how you can remind yourself, men or women, you know, when it's been that many years, sometimes, you know, you just, you're a busy person and you forget it, and it's not a good thing. So any ideas for an old guy like me to remember the anniversary, 844-967-2789. Am I the only person who's ever forgotten? Hey, Calvin, it's not like I only forgotten once or twice. It's happened a few times, and you don't do it intentionally. 844-967-2789. Have you ever forgotten the anniversary or the wife's birthday? And once you do that, you know, what is it possible? You know, I mean, what can you say? But anyway, I want to get back to this because, you know, my wife, I'm struggling with this weight thing. And Calvin, my wife still weighs the same amount she weighed when we got married 43 years ago. She's like 115 pounds. And here it is 43 years later. She's still 115 pounds. And in the meantime, I've eaten a medicine ball. and you know, and she doesn't have to work out. But the key to it is my wife gets up in the morning, she'll have broccoli for breakfast, Calvin. hey, Calvin, think about that. My wife eats like a bird, man. She'll have broccoli for breakfast, string beans for lunch. I see the look on your face, Calvin. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big breakfast eater. I usually skip breakfast, but broccoli's definitely not the first thing I want to eat.
And so she just eats right. And there's no you know, wonder why women outlast men in the life cycle. You know, we sit down to a big steak, right? No, my wife does not put cheese on the broccoli, Tony. She does not. I think she doesn't even put salt on it. But can you imagine eating broccoli, man, without butter, without salt? You know, without something, you know, and my wife eats cauliflower. Calvin, do you eat cauliflower?
Yeah, maybe with some like ranch dressing or something, but not a huge fan.
Well, I don't think I've ever eaten cauliflower. I think I may have tried it once, and there's no taste to it. You just said you have to have some ranch or something on it.
Yeah, it's definitely a vessel for dip.
Yeah, I see people that eat it raw, right? My wife eats raw turnips, you know, and she's cutting up the turnips. I'm preparing some greens, and I use the turnips. And she's eating the turnip raw, you know, nothing else on it. But, again, she still weighs the same amount that she weighed 43 years ago. When we got married. But there's no, you know, surprise why women outlive men. In most instances, they're doing the right things. They're eating their, you know, eating the right things. And me, on the other hand, I'm trying, man. I'm striving. You know, I'm probably going to get out and knock off another 7 or 8 miles a day and try to burn off all of what I put on by eating the popcorn. Hey, Al, what's going on, man? How you doing?
You know, you can be arrested for that.
For what? Forgetting the anniversary?
Abusing and starving your wife.
How am I abusing and starving her? She chooses.
You're not feeding her properly.
She chooses, you know, to eat right. And you know, I really, to be honest with you, man, I used to be a real heavy meat eater, right? Hey, man, just put some meat on the table. What do you want for dinner? Just some meat, honey. Any kind of meat you got, just put the meat down there. There's stuff over there on the side that they call best. I get that stuff off the plate. Just put some meat on top of some meat with some meat sauce. and that's kind of the way it used to be, Al. But, you know, we can't do that as much as we've aged. I'm sure you don't eat as much meat as you used to eat.
I see it, but see, I know your wife. That's the difference. I've always been a fruit and vegetable person, even though I love meat, but I don't eat very much meat. I eat mostly fish.
Right.
And but I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit.
Well, it's
and I still work out 3 times a week.
Well, it's a testament to a man who is now 80 years of age and youthful as you are and work all the hours that you work. I mean, there is something to the diet. And then I'm looking at Tony again. I thought you were a great cook. Hey, Tony, I am a great cook. Al will attest to that. I'm a great cook. Oh, Al, will you attest to that?
On occasion, when you're not competing with me.
Hey, you need to make food so appealing she stops eating broccoli. hey, Tony, you know, I do make food appealing and it looks good. And, you know, but she wants to hang around longer, you know, and that's why, you know, men are long gone and their wives are still here. For the most part. Hey, Al, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got a lot to talk about this morning. As always, it's Wednesday, which means we'll be joined by none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Calvin, have you ever gone to casinos?
I have.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time. But there's some things going on. I've been around long enough that I remember when the casinos were only in Las Vegas and New Jersey, and they didn't allow casinos outside of those places. You know how many casinos are in Wisconsin today? Take a guess.
12.
25 and counting. So we're going to talk about casinos. The impact of them. You know, I've been, you know, one who has frequented casinos. But we're going to talk about it from the perspective of the yin and the yang of it. Up next, casinos on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingers.
Winged Thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingers.
The Winged Thingers.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Oh, the 70s. I'm going to stay in the 70s a little longer right here. You're a silhouette of splendor. I'd love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, it ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh so pleasing to concentrate on you. Oh yeah, concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for
all right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Maybe I'll take my own advice with remembering my anniversary and play Jeffrey Osborne's Concentrate on You. And I'll remember the anniversary. But anyway, I want to talk about casinos. I have frequented casinos. And I remember when the first time I went to a casino, I had to go to Las Vegas, my wife and I. And never went to the casinos in New Jersey. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Love to hear your thoughts. And so never went to the ones in New Jersey. But our nation clearly did not think it was a good idea to have casinos and people having access to them all over our country. For decades, that was the proposition. If you want to gamble, we as a nation don't think it's a good idea, you know, and so we're not going to allow it. But something changed in about the 80s, and the proliferation of casinos all over this nation happened. And in some instances, there have been positives. You know, Native Americans, it's been, you know, a bounty in many instances on their reservations. They've been able to put casinos up and uplift their tribes and certainly offer employment, you know, on those lands. But there's an underbelly of what happens with casinos. And, you know, you see the elderly, many on fixed income, the poor. Many on fixed incomes who, first of the month, get their checks, their Social Security checks, their retirement checks, and they go to casinos. And in those casinos, they really are being pilfered. Let's be honest. You know, they didn't call them one-armed bandits for nothing. Back in the 30s and the 40s, when those slot machines were created and they called them one-armed bandits, They're you know, still one-armed bandits. They're not as archaic. They're beautiful machines. The technology has spruced them up, made them very beautiful. You know, the characters, the sounds, the lights, all addictive, have really done major damage. And if there was, you know, a record of the amount of people who have committed suicide because of their addiction to those things, we would be astounded. So while they're continuing to build more and more casinos, in the face of knowing the damage that it's done to people, to ordinary, everyday people who have addictive personalities, and even if they didn't have the addictive personalities, are now caught up in a web that they can't get out of. Well, you know, they all give a, what is the name of that? Disclaimers. They all have disclaimers. Well, if you have a gambling problem, call this number. Well, you know, people maybe didn't have the gambling problem until the proliferation of casinos, you know, all over. Again, they're 25 in the state of Wisconsin. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I wanted to say, are you putting together a playlist for Gary with his Viagra and helping his Alzheimer's?
come on, man.
For this morning with his wife? I didn't know if that's what it was or if you were getting everyone to get their playlist together or what. But unfortunately, that's what I thought of when I heard the music this morning.
No, man.
I'm like, oh, no, that's not right. That's not right. What's going on here? So, Gary, you've made an influence. Good for you, buddy. Second, we the people ultimately are the government. The power is in our hand, and we must never forget that. Third, we cannot look at this election as a normal election because these are not normal people that are running. Donald Trump is not normal. We cannot normalize.
So, Tom, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump later on. But your thought on the casinos, man?
Yeah, I mean, capitalism, basically Ronald Reagan, another, horrible thing that he left behind, which is, you know, basically what capitalism is, especially unregulated capitalism, is survival of the fittest and survival of the strongest. And, you know, those people, I've seen them too. It's in Green Bay. I've seen them at the different, you know, casinos and stuff in Vegas. I've seen them in L.A. area. I mean, it's like they're sitting there with their big pocket full of bucket full of money, and you know that they probably just got that from their Social Security check or something, because they think that maybe the next one is gonna be
you see the elderly, Tom, that really widows and who would have never even thought about gambling, right? But they become addicted. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll return.
And that was our love call. And in a distance I heard you say, and I say, that's my.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film CEO Ann Reed and Elton John tribute artist Tom Cridland. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Brush pickup in the city of La Crosse will begin on April 22nd and last for 2 weeks through May 3rd. City officials will pick up brush that is placed curbside by 6:30 a.m. on April 22nd. The brush has to be less than 4 feet long and not weigh more than 50 pounds. Logs, stumps, roots, leaves, or grass clippings won't be picked up. The brush drop-off site is open Saturday through Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You need to fill out a form to get a permit to use the drop-off site online or in person. Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican-backed bill that would have created grants to help deal with PFAS in drinking water on Tuesday. Evers said the bill would have restricted the DNR's ability to deal with polluters and called it a deal-breaker. Evers called the Joint Finance Committee into a meeting next week in an effort to release $125 million in funding to help deal with PFAS contamination. The Joint Finance Committee said they aren't legally compelled to meet and that Evers should have passed the bill instead. Republicans critical of the veto said that Evers is denying Wisconsin residents safe and clean drinking water. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest, Trigvi Olson, were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here. And we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Curb Your Enthusiasm's final episode was last Sunday. Susie Essman, who plays foul-mouthed Susie Green on the show, says fans are visibly upset when they approach her on the street and she is kind and gracious to them, adding that she thinks fans want her to tell them to go bleep themselves and keep walking. Essman says that is not how she is at all in real life, and that's why it's called acting. I'm sure she is lovely in real life, but her character will be missed. Sylvester Stallone has been accused of creating a toxic environment on the set of Tulsa King. Stallone is the lead actor of the Taylor Sheridan executive-produced show, which is currently filming its second season in Atlanta. Stallone was overheard saying to the director that the background actors were ugly and that he wanted to be surrounded by young, pretty girls. Is anyone surprised? Folks, if you take steroids for decades, it's bound to affect your ability to speak intelligently, especially if you were incapable of doing so beforehand. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It'll be warmer today with a high near 70. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, cooler, scattered showers, and a high of only 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee's City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The talk that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
Come soaring with Eagle 1490.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to finish up a subject that I was talking about right before we went to break, and that was about the proliferation of casinos and gambling in the country. It has not been for the better of the citizenry. You know, Sherry said, just like the lottery, you know, you go into the store and they are buying tons of tickets. It takes forever. Lottery's another one. The difference with the lottery and betting with the lottery and the casino is that, you know, you can bet one or two or five or $10 on the lottery, 50 cent, I guess. But the casinos require, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars and even thousands of dollars. And so people can lose their whole and do lose their entire monthly Social Security checks, pension checks, all sorts of things. And the chances, let's be realistic. They don't build those great edifices that they call casinos by losing, Calvin. The casinos aren't built on the casinos losing. It clearly is set that they're going to make sure that they're going to get what they need to have. So it's rigged to make sure that they're not going to lose. So people do it for fun. They do it initially for fun. And at some point in time, fun becomes a habit. A habit that is destroying people's lives. Now, they've just brought in these betting, online betting, where you can now go into same casinos and people can bet on almost anything, right? Maybe there's somebody betting that at any given time I'm going to fall on my face. And there are people lined up who will be able to put odds on the table, you know. And so gambling and what has happened in this country is not good for the citizenry. It's just not. You know, it's not. 844-967-2789. Is there anybody out here who thinks it is a good thing? You know, the Catholic churches used to do bingo before the casinos came into existence. And it was a safe way and a way that people could socialize. And the elderly would go into the Catholic church basement and have fun and interact with people. Casinos aren't that. There is no interacting. The interacting is between you and the machine, the one-armed bandit. You know, the fact that we don't talk about it is one of the reasons why I love doing my show, because I get a chance to talk about things that are relevant that most people don't want to talk about. They know what I'm saying is true. If what I'm saying is not true, 844-967-2789. It's factual, what I'm saying. And as long as, you know, I continue to get an opportunity to do this, I'm going to continue to bring up factual information that really is harmful, that people don't want to talk about. And we all got somebody in our families who we know are addicted. And nothing you or I say can change that. It's a bigger problem than most of us even want to talk about. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I want to say about the casinos. I worked at a casino for 3 years. And actually, I met my girlfriend who worked in security at the casino there. And I have never really met more rude people in my life than people who are patrons of a casino. I've had people walk into me. I have people who get rude. My girlfriend told me stories about people who actually died playing a slot machine.
Absolutely.
And the people around them would get mad because they would have to kick them off of their slot to remove the body. Even asking if they could have that person's winnings who passed away. But I got to say, though, like here in Milwaukee, Potawatomi is a good citizen of Milwaukee, for lack of a better term. I think they donate to many good things in this city that we, I think, sometimes take for granted what they do. So it's a double-edged sword is what it really is. But, it's all in how you look at it.
So let me address the philanthropic aspect of what they and others do. Clearly, the damage that is caused to people and their lives far outweighs any philanthropic things that the casinos do. For every philanthropic thing that they do, there are hundreds and hundreds of people whose lives are destroyed. So, you know, yeah, they drop a little, you know, dust over here and over there. But, you know, Potawatomi is the biggest casino in the Midwest. I saw it grow from a couple, you know, 200 slots to right now, the biggest casino in the entire Midwest. They didn't do that by losing, Tom.
Right, yeah, it was just a bingo hall and nothing more before they even allowed
right.
slots.
So my point is they didn't build that from losing. They built that by winning. And winning means somebody's losing. And the people who are losing are the citizens, and in many instances, those who can least afford it, Tom.
Right. But also, they, if we didn't do it, other cities would have it.
Well, they've got them all over the country now. We know it's about the money, Tom. That's what I'm saying. It's about the money. And as long as it's about the money, the people are going to, you know, come in second. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. There was a subject that I wanted to get to. So when a child is prosecuted, who wins? This is an article in today's USA Today. Virginia governor chose politics over people. I will tell you this. Children aren't adults. And we know that. You don't get to be an adult before being a child. And so children and adults, two completely different things. And there was a situation that occurred in Milwaukee about 2 years ago. 10-year-old boy got a hold to his mother's gun, and she did not want, he wanted to buy something off of television. Obviously, the young man had some mental issues. He took the gun out of her purse, pulled the trigger, and killed his mother. 11 years old. I think he was 11 years old. 10 or 11. And he's been treated as an adult. You know, he's going to be in prison. It's a hard thing. Yes, he killed his mother. I couldn't even fathom the family and what they've had to deal with. And yes, it's a heartbreaking scenario. But at 10 years old, 11 years old, should they be treated as an adult? The answer to that is no. No. Under any circumstances, no. You know, I know my three sons, their mental capabilities at 10 years old. I know what it was as a parent. And they weren't equipped to be adults. They're just not. But in Virginia, Republican Governor Youngkin, again, another Republican, thinks that they should definitely treat children as adults in these kinds of circumstances. I just, time and time and time again, people who are on the right, and I don't mean right and wrong side of things, but people who are considered to be right Republicans, are on the wrong side of these things. So we can totally dismiss the fact that science knows that children and their development at those ages are not adults. A troubled child, the neuroscience of human brain development is so well established that the U.S. Supreme Court has long held that youth under the age of 18 must be treated differently by criminal law. So that's according to, again, neuroscience and human development that I think knows a lot more than politricksters. And yes, some young people have done some heinous things that make us all want to say that what they've done is unacceptable. We're not arguing a point about what some of the things that they've done is unacceptable. We're arguing about whether or not they should be treated as adults. And the answer to that is absolutely not. 10 years old? Well, he did an adult thing. He'd kill his mother. Yes, committed murder. But that doesn't mean that he was capable mentally to do that, to understand the impact of what he did. 844-967-2789. Love to hear your thoughts on it. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was talking about before we went to break the fact that, you know, children who have been treated as adults in many states across this country are just that. The children, and their minds have not been developed to the degree that that they can handle or deal with the kinds of situations that they have gotten themselves into. And so I was talking about a 10-year-old young man who took the life of his mother. He got access to her gun in Milwaukee 2 years ago, and he wound up taking her life. And so he's been treated as an adult. He's been held in adult courts and adult prisons. And I just don't think it's right. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call, as always. You know, what you're talking about in these, you know, three strikes you're out eras that we're in this, you know,
truth and sentencing, no parole. Truth and sentencing, no parole.
Yeah, yeah. That, to me, it's just a feel-good thing. It sounds good, you know, being a tough guy, you know, and having tough policies. But what it really is, it's really a cop-out in my mind. We know that the rehabilitation that is supposed to go on in our correctional institutions is just about anything but. The resources aren't there. The commitment certainly isn't there. And so, you know, this war on drugs and war on crime and this whole, you know, which is part of the scarism, terrorism era, by the way, this is just gotten out of control. So, you know, how do we choose that a prison industrial complex and just massively, you know, building prisons? How do we come to that conclusion that that's the best way to go, when we all know that, you know, the rates of return, you know, again, the rehabilitation that's supposed to take on a life of its own in these correctional institutions, they're not there. So, you know, again, this is just another example, Earl, of, in my opinion, anyway, of, you know, a glaring problem that we know that there are solutions if we were to fully adopt that attitude and jump in and fix things, right? But no, we have found ourselves in this upside down era where the exceptions seem to be wagging the dog, so to speak. You know, you're talking about casinos earlier. You know, casinos were outlawed for a reason. And minimized in New Jersey and Las Vegas for forever. We all knew that there's going to be significant risks involved as soon as that Pandora's box was opened. And here we find ourselves right here. So, you know, all these bad decisions are really a result of a lack of committing to good government. It's really a fundamental in my mind. If our representatives don't believe in good government, then they need to get out and get another job. If they don't believe in doing the people's work as they've been hired to do, then they need to get out. But finally, we the people need to demand that they do the public's work or get out. This poison pill, this left against the right conundrum that doesn't get anywhere. We're spinning around in 1980s immigration policy, for crying out loud. At some point, the people have to say enough of this. We want our job done. We want the work of the people done. We send these people to Congress, into our houses and state for a reason, to do their job. And they're not doing
A troubled child needs treatment, not incarceration. The neuroscience, again, society understands the impact of addressing and separating children from adults. The neuroscience industry understands that a child's frontal lobe is not developed fully until 25 years of age. And so in the face of all of those things, when people demand incarceration and demand, and you constantly hear this continued drumbeat on the other side of things that lock them up, lock them up, lock them up, lock them up. And as if we can somehow continue to afford to lock people up and lock them up forever. Our nation has more people locked up than almost the rest of the entire world combined. So what are they doing differently in those other aspects and parts of the world that we aren't doing? It really does come down to a point of whether or not our nation, which has clearly the capabilities of doing rehabilitation, I think in many instances more so than other nations, is caught in this conundrum where we believe that if we lock people up, it will be safe. And that's not always the case. If that was the answer, then America having more people locked up than almost the rest of the world combined would be a safe nation, and not what it is. 844-967-2789. When we come back, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will be joining us.
On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
Hey everybody, Todd Alball, Wednesday noon till 2, Marco Massetti, president of the Wisconsin Conservation Hall of Fame, and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report from the government is not great for those who are hoping for an interest rate cut in the next